Hello, my name is Loder Rensselaer, and it is a joy to lead you through a short shamatha, or peaceful abiding meditation instruction, where we relax with the natural sensation of the breath, and then when we inevitably get distracted, we return to the stabilizing influence over and over again. To begin, take a relaxed and yet uplifted posture. If you're on a chair, you can place your feet firmly on the ground, about hips width apart. If you're on a cushion on the ground, you can sit with your legs loosely crossed, the knees dropping a little bit below your hips. If you prefer to kneel, that's fine. Take a moment here to just feel grounded in the body. Gently lift up through your spine, almost like there's a string at the top of your head pulling you toward the sky. Allow the muscles in your shoulders and back to begin to relax around this strong skeletal structure. Now pick your hands up at the elbows and drop the palms down on your thighs. This is a natural access point on the body, allowing for better support for your back. And moving upwards, let your skull balance naturally at the top of the spine, with your chin slightly tucked in. Another way to think about this is keeping our ears in line with the shoulders. Now relax the muscles in your face, gently unclenching the jaw, letting it hang slightly open, relaxing the muscles in the cheeks and so on. You can even place your tongue up against the roof of your mouth to allow for clear breathing. Now, if you generally suspect you'd like to meditate with your eyes closed, no problem, just let your lids gently shut. That being said, a big part of this practice is waking up to what's happening in the present moment. So if you'd like, you could join me in meditating with your eyes open, just resting your gaze 3 or 4 feet ahead of you on the ground, in a very relaxed and loose manner. Having settled into this part of the body, we move to another aspect that we don't often think about, which is the breath. There are so many areas in our life where we are tempted to fix, to control, or manipulate what's happening. And here in shamatha practice, we let go of those anxiety-producing tendencies and relax with the physical sensation of the breath as it is. So as you breathe in, just notice your breathing in. As you breathe out, relax with the sensation of breathing out. There's nothing to fix, there's nothing to change here. We're just relaxing with the natural sensation of the breath. Some meditation teachers claim that we experience somewhere between 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day. Sometimes when we meditate, it might even feel like they're rushing in all at once the moment we sit down to meditate. What we do know is that we will have thoughts. It's completely normal. Getting rid of thoughts is not the point. That's not possible to do. So instead, we acknowledge when a thought tries to take us away from the present moment, and then we return to the soothing and stabilizing influence of the breath. If it's helpful, you could even say thinking when you notice that you've drifted off into the past or the future. You see that there are thoughts, you acknowledge them, thinking, and then you return to feeling the body breathing. We do this over and over again. It's important that we treat ourselves with tremendous friendliness during meditation. You have a lot of thoughts coming up. You might be tempted to go from thinking when you acknowledge a thought to thinking, really yelling at yourself. So we don't want to perpetuate that aggression. Instead, we see it for what it is, and we choose not to give in to it. When you notice yourself getting frustrated, try to say thinking to yourself in the kindest tone. Almost like you're trying to coax a puppy out from under a bed during a thunderstorm. The puppy's there, freaked out, and we just soften our heart and say, "Come on, buddy, let's do this together." Thinking, we come back to the breath. At this point, we can begin to stretch our body and open our eyes if our eyes were closed, and generally start to transition out of the meditation. So thanks for practicing with me today, and I hope that we can practice again together soon.